Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Junior Giant Speaks here on Blog Talk Radio. This is the show for children, by children, and about children. And I'm here this morning with my Junior Giant reporters. Good morning, reporters.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And we're happy to be... We are happy to be with you this morning on this chilly winter morning. It's not cold, but there's a nice chill in the air. And we're coming to you from the Metro Atlanta area, and we're thankful to God for just a beautiful day. I'm very excited, or I'm somewhat excited about the show that we're doing this morning, because our show today is called Safety First. And with all of the things that we're hearing in the news, I just needed to make sure that the Junior Giants are thinking safety. When I was growing up, this is not quite the things that we had to worry about, but I want them to not be afraid, but be knowledgeable. It's just the times that we live in. And so it's just a smart thing to be prepared. And so I just want to make sure that they're prepared. And for any of those of you who are listening, if you're not prepared, to make preparations just to keep yourself safe. And so that is what we are talking about this morning. I'm so happy to have our Junior Giants with us. I want to thank the parents, as usual, for allowing us the opportunity to work with your children. I consider it a great honor. I really feel privileged that the Lord would allow me to work with the little people. And when I just say little, I just mean in stature, because I think the children are some of the greatest people walking on the earth. And I love their heart and their personality and all that God is making them to be. And so I count it a privilege to be part of the people they get to work with them. I'm grateful. So as we get ready to get started this morning, like I said, our show is entitled Safety First, and children are going to talk to you about the safety, what their thoughts are, what their concerns are about their safety at school, at home, and in public in general. And this is a serious subject, and I do want to make sure that we talk about it thoroughly, and I want to hear their concerns, and I'm sure their parents also may want to hear their concerns. But as we get started, one of the things I want to stress is that before they leave home in the morning, that they make sure that they are prayerful, that they, if it's at all possible, the parents pray for them before they leave the house and cover them with prayers as they go out into the day. I believe I pray for all of them before they leave, but they need to learn how to pray for themselves and be able to have that communication with God for themselves. And so that's one of the things that I'm going to stress today, is that before you leave the house, don't leave the house just willy-nilly. Don't leave the house mad. Leave the house with a prayer in your heart, asking God to cover you and to keep you throughout the day, and he will do just that. Okay, we're going to go on and get started. Someone needs to get into a quiet place. Okay, we're going to get started this morning. We have some smart young people on this line. I really want to hear what they have to say. And I think this morning I'm going to start off with Miss Taria. Good morning, Taria. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How was your week?
It was great.
Okay, tell me why.
Well, because I was really excited for this weekend, because I was going to hang out with my family and do activities with them.
Okay. And how's school going?
It's going good.
Where do you go to school?
Bellard Elementary.
Okay, what grade are you in?
Fourth grade.
Okay. Well, are you ready with your report?
Yes, ma'am.
Go right ahead, please.
Hi, my name is Taria, and I'm your Junior Giant reporter. Safety is a very important topic. At school, I think teachers could try to improve by watching the students thoroughly when we are outside and during carpool. We have monthly safety drills to prepare us for emergencies. We practice fire drills, code red drills, which is when we hide in case if somebody is in the school that doesn't belong. We also do code yellow drills. Code yellow drills is when we lock all doors and just continue class. The last drill we do is tornado drill, which is when we go to a wall and cover our head and necks. At home, we could go over safety procedures a little more often. We have an alarm system in our home, and we use a special code if we are in danger. In public, I think they could try putting more security guards and cameras in stores like Walmart and at the mall. Once security sees something harmful taking place, they should address it right away. I am not concerned about safety in these places because I feel prepared with the procedures I have learned. This is Taria, your Dream Dad reporter. Have a great weekend.
Okay, Taria, I liked your report. So you say at school you feel like they could watch you better when you're out for recess?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Wonder how we can get that implemented. Have you ever expressed that you're concerned about that at school?
Well, not really.
Okay. And maybe somebody else may have the same concern. You notice that teachers are what?
I notice that teachers are, like, not really just paying attention. They're usually just talking to each other.
Okay. All right. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a list and see if we can get we could at least send a letter if we can't do anything else. And now, what is the name of your school again?
Floyd Elementary.
Floyd?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I mean, Bullard.
Say that again.
Bullard. Bullard, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Bullard Elementary.
Yes, ma'am. Kennesaw.
Okay, in Kennesaw. Okay, and what is your, do you all have a safety drill in your home?
Yes, ma'am.
So what happens if something goes wrong in the house? Say a fire breaks out, what do you do?
Well, we go to the closest window and we just, like, meet at the mailbox.
Okay. All right, well, I'm glad to hear you have a plan. And thank you so much for your report. Very well. Don't go anywhere. We're going to have a conversation.
Okay.
Afterwards. We thank Taria for her report. Very well done. Today our topic is safety first. And I want the young people to have safety on their mind. I do not want them to be afraid. I just want them to be aware. And so I'm sure that their parents have had these same conversations with them. But for Sister Sharon's own safety, I wanted to have one too, and to take it out and let it go over the airways, because this show does go basically, it could go all over the world. And so I just want the children to be safe and covered. We're going to continue this morning with our reporting. We're going to go to Miss Oriana. Good morning, Oriana. How are you this morning?
Good.
Okay, and how was your week?
I'm good.
How was your week, Oriana?
Good.
Why was it good?
Because I learned different people. I learned about different people.
Okay. So do you like school?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. Are you ready with your report?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Hi, my name is Oriani, community reporter. Today's topic is safety first. I'm concerned on safety. On safety, my safety plan is when I'm at school. And at home. At school, our plan is always to report to the teacher, sit together, and follow instructions at home and follow. We are to report to our parents in case of an emergency. In public, if we see something or hear something strange, we are to report to our parents or an adult that's in charge. No matter what happens, we always told to tell something once if anything does not look right. So remember, if you are hear something or see something strange, tell about adult. This is Oriana.
Okay.
She is a reporter. Thanks for listening.
Very good, Oriana. So tell me, Oriana, do you have anything that you're concerned about when it comes to safety?
Yes.
What
I'm
is that?
I'm concerned about lockdowns because when some other people come in the house, we don't know who it is, and they might have a weapon.
Okay, so are you concerned about that for school or for home or just in the public?
Home.
Okay. Okay. I'm sure your parents, your mother especially, is going to make sure that you all are staying safe, doing the things that keep you safe, and having you around people that are safe. Good job with your report. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we're continuing this morning with our show, Safety First. As all of you know, many things are going on in our society, and so it is important that our children are made aware of what is needed to stay safe, and that is what the show is about this morning. They're going to express their concerns and come up with some possible solutions. All right, and we had someone else that joined us this morning. Who else is on the line?
Amaya.
Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
And who? Amaya and who else? Okay, well, we'll keep going. Next, we're going to call on our Junior Giant reporter, Mr. Luke Alexander Gladney. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Okay, Luke. Luke, how was your week?
I'm good.
And what made it good?
Because my mom came to read. We had a lot of fun. And tomorrow I'm going skating with my friends.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a reason to have a good week. Are you ready with your report?
Yes, ma'am.
Go right ahead, please.
Good day. This is Luke, your Junior Giant reporter. And today's show is about safety. School, home, and general public areas. At school, I feel safe because we have several drills that prepare us for emergency. situations, we have fire, natural disaster, and active shooter drills. I pray each morning with my mom or dad and believe that God will protect me from danger. At home, I feel safe because my mom and my dad are there. My dad is stronger than John Cena, the professional wrestler, so I always feel safe. Our home has a smoke detector. Our home has smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors. We also have three clear exits in the case of an emergency. Our home also has an alarm system that alerts my parents at any time or any suspicious activity around our home. My parents have taught me the Lord's Prayer, and I pray this prayer each day and believe that God protects our home. My parents and new Mrs. Shear taught me to pay my tithes. I have learned that there are benefits in paying my tithes, and protection and safety are two of the benefits I have. When I am in other general public areas, I trust God to keep me safe. My parents always told me to be alert, pay attention, and do not take anything offered by strangers or go any place with strangers. This is Luke, your junior general reporter. Have a great day.
Okay, Luke, good report. So, Luke, if something happens in your home, what is the first thing you're supposed to do?
If like something happens in my home, we're going to be alarmed. So, say if it's a person going into our home, I'm going to, like, lock my windows, close my door, and barricade my door and hide.
Okay.
And then if it's a fire, I will be alarmed and go to the nearest exit.
Okay, very good. What are the drills that you have at school?
The drills that I have at school are tornado drill, fire drill, and code red drill. The other codes, I don't even know what they are.
Okay, well, I want you to find out what they are, okay?
I asked my teacher
so that
what
you can be prepared.
Told.
Okay, ask again, just so you know, okay? And what do you all do in the tornado drill?
We go out into the hallway, get onto a wall, and duck and cover. Or we hide under a table.
Okay. Okay. All right. Now, what's the difference between code red and code yellow?
We don't have a, for like code red is we block our doors, block the windows on our doors, block our windows. We stay silent and we wait for the police to come.
Okay.
And if they do get in somehow, the teacher will protect us. And I can protect myself by dodging the bullets, blocking myself, running. Them off faster if they can't catch up.
Okay. Okay, stay tuned. We're going to have another discussion. We're going to keep going. We thank God for the reports that are coming forth this morning. Our topic this morning is safety first. We're going to go now to, we have a new junior giant this morning. I'm so happy to finally have her. I apologize to her because I got her information to her late, but she made it this morning, and I'm so glad that she's here. Miss Amaya Davenport, how are you, honey?
Good.
Good. And how was your week?
It was good.
And what made it a good week?
Today I had to do a 5K donut run for school.
Okay. You already did it?
Yes.
Okay, wow. Okay, well, very good. What was it for?
It was for at school.
Okay, so you were raising money for your school?
Yes.
Okay, well, that was very nice of you to be a participant. Are you ready with your report?
Yes.
Go right ahead, sweetie.
My name is Amaria. I am a junior giant reporter, and I interview my teacher and my mom about safety at school. We have code blue and code red. Code blue means to turn off the lights and take cover. Code red means we have to immediately get out of the school. And at home, if there's like a fire, since our mailbox is far away, we go to our mailbox and call 911. And if there's a tornado or if there's an intruder, we go in our basement and go cover, like, if there's, like, a tornado drill, we go in the basement's bathroom. Or if there's an intruder, we go into the basement and come out the back door.
Okay.
This is Amaya, and I'm a junior giant reporter. Thanks for listening.
Why, thank you, Ms. Amaya. We're so glad to have you with us this morning. And you did good on your report. And I'm glad that you have a plan for getting out of your house. It's very important. We hope and pray that it's a plan that none of you ever have to use. But like I said, anytime you can be prepared, it's all the better. So we're going to continue this morning. For those of you who are listening, this is Junior Giant Speaks on Blog Talk Radio. Our topic on today is safety first. We are making sure that these young people understand the importance of them being safe, keeping themselves safe, and listening to the plans that they have and the things that they have to know at school, at home, and even just in the general public in order to keep themselves safe. And we're going to continue our report now with Miss Olivia. Good morning, Olivia.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Good. And how was your week?
It was good because at school I got to write a multi-paragraph essay about the civil rights movement and how it impacts society.
Okay. Well, that's good. Okay, do you enjoy school?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. That's a good thing. Are you ready with your report?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Hello, everyone. This is your junior giant reporter, Olivia. Today's topic is safety first. In order to be safe, always have a safe plan at home and at school and out in public. At home, the plan is to have our flashlight with batteries, go to my sister's room and take the screen out and go out on the back and stay away and all together. At school, the plan is, for example, a fire. Then we would have to listen to what the teacher is saying in order to get out of the building. Let's say me and my family was in Walmart. They say we have to evacuate the store because of a wildfire. Then we'll all get together and make it outside, make sure everyone's here and clear, and wait till the firefighters say it's all clear. At home to keep me safe, my parents don't want us to not turn on the stove by ourselves, not play the candles, not play with electricity, and no playing with electronics in the tub. I'm more concerned about a hurricane because a hurricane will damage your house. This is Olivia, your junior giant reporter. Thanks for listening.
What did you say you were most concerned about?
A hurricane. Because hurricanes is like strong wind and it can knock your house over.
Okay. Okay. I think us here where we are in Georgia, we're kind of okay from the hurricanes, at least the water part of it. But you're right, the winds, that we can be affected by the wind. Okay, thank you, Olivia. That was a good report. And I'm glad to know that you all, I'm glad to know you all have a safety plan at home. Okay, we're going to continue. We have another reporter with us this morning, and that is Miss Michelle. Good morning, Michelle. How are you? Michelle? Do you have me on mute? Okay, maybe she has me on mute and can't hear me because she's still in the logged into the studio. Miss Michelle? Okay, we will continue. Is there, there's someone else on this line as a call-in for the reporters? Did I miss anyone? All right, we're going to keep going. I'm thankful to you guys for the report. You did very well. And like I said earlier in the program, what I want you all to make sure that you do is that before you leave your home, on your way to school, I want you to make sure that you're being prayerful. Make sure that you're being prayerful. If your parents are home when you leave, ask them to pray for you, lay hands on you, cover you, whatever they desire to do. But you all make sure that you're prayerful when you're going to school. And I need you to also obey. I need you to make sure that you know how to obey instructions. Sometimes we think we can do it another way, but the plans that have been set down for you to follow are plans for your safety. And so as we're talking, I just kind of wanted us to have a general conversation, and I want to I want my junior giants to just chime in as when they think about this question. If you were in a situation where I think most of you all have the code red and you're locked in your classrooms, how would you be a help? How would you let God use you to help someone else? Anybody? Do I have an answer? Do I need to call names? I guess that means I get to call names. Ms. Taria?
Can you repeat the question, please?
If you were in a classroom and you know, if things got serious at school and you were locked in the classroom, how would you like God to use you so you could help someone else?
I would try to get everybody together.
Okay.
Like, if it was a code red drill and, like, somebody was in the school, I would try to, like, since we, like, hide together and just be silent, I would try to get everybody to, you know, like, hide and get them all together.
Okay. Good answer. Who else has an answer?
Me.
Go ahead.
Like, if since we're all classmates, we can, like, all get together and, like, try to exit the building if there was, like, a fire or something happening in the building.
Okay. Anyone else?
I have an issue.
Go right ahead.
If there's like people still in the building, I will try. We could all, well, our teachers could try to get us out, and we could just
duck down and get them out of the building real safely and then duck down and kind of run out the building.
Okay. Okay. What about you, Luke?
I don't really know, because, like, if that's going to happen, the teacher will just, like, call two students to, like, lock the windows and the doors and everything. And then, like, we're all supposed to be quiet, and the teacher, like, tells us to get in one spot and hide. So I don't, like, really know how I can help someone else.
Okay.
Like,
well, here's one thing. The chances are if something like that happens, everyone is going to be just a little afraid. And so the thing that you need to do as young people, first of all, make sure you're listening to your teacher. That's how you can help, by listening to the directions, because the teacher's going to be nervous, even though they don't seem like they're nervous, and because they're adults, but they're still going to be nervous. And so they need you to be listening and paying attention. That's one way that you can help them. That's one way that you can be a help. If you have friends that are crying, helping them to stop crying or being so upset, that's something else that you can do. I want you to make sure, though, that first of all, you are safe. Make sure you are safe. Your safety is most important. And so I want you to make sure of that. And then if you can help someone else, then you need to make sure that you do it. In public, there are less guidelines, there's less rules. But most of the time when you're in public, you're with your parents. Listen to what your parents tell you to do. Listen. And then do what they tell you to do. God is watching over us. He's keeping us, and he's covering us. And we are in his care. But he also wants us to be aware when things are happening or what's going on around us. There is a coping skill that I teach to some of the kids that I work with, and it's called the caution coping skill. And that coping skill says that you be aware of your surroundings. Be aware of your surroundings. Not afraid, aware. That means know what's going on around you. Luke talked about it, about strangers. We don't talk to strangers. You don't know them, we don't talk. We don't talk. We don't go anywhere with people we don't know. We don't get into anybody's car we don't know. We don't play with their puppies. We don't do anything. If someone comes up to you and wants to show you a puppy, walk away. Okay, and you can walk away talking real loud, okay? Keep yourself safe. Think. Use your brain. God gave you one, use it to keep yourself safe and even your friends safe, because many times if you do it, then your friends will follow. But if your friends are doing something wrong and you know it's unsafe, you do not follow them. You may tell them, you need to come with me. If they won't come, then you must go. And then you must always get help. Get help from someone that you know, you trust, and it has the ability to help you, okay? Those are the things that you need to make sure that you're doing to keep yourself safe. And like I keep saying, this is not to scare you, because, you know, I don't want you walking around afraid, but I do want you to be aware. I want you to be aware. In your home, safety is more controlled because you're there with your parents. And just like Olivia said, we don't play with fire. We don't play with the stove. We don't use electronic devices in the tub. A lot of those different things, safety things that I'm sure your parents have taken you over, and they say, don't do this. Don't do that. And when they tell you don't do it, just don't do it. I mean, you may want to do it really, really, really bad. Don't do it, because your parents love you and they are trying to keep you safe, okay? And so let me see if Miss Michelle has hooked back in. Michelle, are you there? If you're talking, we cannot hear you. Michelle. Okay, I have her logged in. So there's no Michelle this morning. Okay. So we're going to keep going. I do want you all to make sure that you know how to talk to God for yourself. If you're in scary situations, you can always call on God and ask him to help you, and he will be there with you. He will be there with you. Do you all have any questions?
No, ma'am.
No,
no.
No.
No. No questions. So you're sure that you know how to keep yourself safe in every situation?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yes,
yes.
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 Yes,
ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Even at church, I noticed a few months back that they took us through a drill. Anytime you're in a situation where something is going on, the first thing that you do is you need to pay attention to the instructions that are being given to you. Pay attention. Pay attention. And then follow those directions so that you can remain safe. And once again, we thank those of you who are listening. We have quite a few listeners this morning. I thank you all for listening in. And I want to encourage you to make sure that your children know their safety drills, know what to do in your home to get out in case of fire or in case of an intruder, know what to do at school, know what to do in public, because it is just important that they have this advice, this information. The more information you have, the better you're going to perform. And so we thank you all for listening, and I thank the Junior Giant Reporters for their reports this morning. And we're going to get ready to close out this morning. They did an outstanding job. If you need to contact me, I didn't give a commercial today. Junior Giants is a show for the children, and it's an opportunity for them to get to voice their thoughts, their opinions, and anything else they feel like they might want to say to me. It's an opportunity for them to learn, to do something different, to expand their minds. And so if you have children between the ages of 7 and 12, and you'd like them to be a part of Junior Giants, please give me a call. My number is 678-516-5570, or you can reach me on our on our website. That website address is www.juniorgiantspeaks.com, or you can send me an email at juniorgiantspeaks@yahoo.com. The best way to reach me, however, is by phone. You can call me or text me. And I will get back with you as soon as possible. Excuse me, and that number again is 678-516-5570. As we get ready to close, I want to thank my Junior Giants. I want to thank their parents for allowing them to be with me on this morning. I'm happy to have you with us, Miss Amaya, and I look forward to talking with the rest of you very soon. Stay safe. Keep God first. And I think we're going to end just a little bit different. Yep. Each person is going to say a prayer before we leave this line. So I'm going to give you a minute. I'm going to talk a minute while you think of your prayer, how you want to pray. But I want each person to say a prayer. Before we leave the line, let me make sure Michelle is not here because she's not getting to do her report. I don't know what happened. Michelle? Okay, we thank you all for listening to our show on safety, and as we prepare to leave the line today, I'm going to ask each child to say just a quick prayer. It doesn't have to be anything elaborate, but something from your heart, asking God to cover you, cover the children all over the world, and helping you all to stay safe. And I think we're going to start this morning with Ms. Taria. Ms. Taria, will you start the prayer, please?
Yes, ma'am. God, thank you for this opportunity to be able to share our thoughts about safety. We will give you all the glory for what you have done. Amen.
Amen. Luke, go ahead next.
Well, thank you for this. Thank you for this day that we have received. Make sure everyone will be running. Thank you for waking us up this morning and making us all have food and rest and having and starting off a great day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Luke. And the children are closing us out this morning in prayer. We're going to go with Miss Oriana. Miss Oriana, can you give us your prayer, please?
Okay. God is great. God is too good. We thank you for waking us up this morning and getting us on this show. We hope we stay safe always. Amen.
Amen. Olivia.
Thank you, God, for this day. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for those that are on listening. Thank you, God, for waking us up this morning, giving us the opportunity to learn about safety and what are the things we're not supposed to do. Thank you for the blessings that you gave us, and just keep on blessing us with those opportunities. In Jesus' name, we all pray. Amen.
Miss Amaya. Can you say your prayer, please?
Thank you for this day. Thank you for everyone that participated in this radio show. I hope everybody does good.
Amen. And I thank everyone that's on this morning. I'm sorry we didn't get our report from Miss Michelle. I had to find out what happened. But I want you all to make sure that you use caution. Be aware of your surroundings. And take Jesus with you everywhere you go. Take Jesus with you. Okay, everywhere you go. School, shopping, doesn't matter. Take Jesus with you. Talk to him and ask him to come with you, and he will. He's already with you. And, God, we thank you this morning for your goodness, and I thank you for these, your dear children. And I ask, God, that you would watch over them and keep them safe. Cover them, God, in your blood in Jesus' name. Let angels remain encamped around them at all times. In Jesus' name we pray. Help them, God, to be thinkers, that they might think about the things that they're doing. God, that they might be aware of what's going on around them in Jesus' name. And I give you praise, Lord, and I thank you in advance for watching over them and keeping them in Jesus' name. Now you all have a wonderful week, and I will talk to you again very soon. God bless you all.
Amen. God bless
you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Goodbye. I love you all.
Fathers teach your children the right way. Chastise them when they're wrong, and teach them to pray. Praise them when they're right, so that they might see that they're precious in God's sight. Fathers teach your children
the right way.
Chastise them when they're wrong,
and teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's eyes. See why you love your mother in every way. Truth I must say, some of our fathers have gone astray. If this does not apply to you, then draw nigh to yours and stay. Because in the end, you'll get your reward on Judgment Day.
Parental environment is so special to a child.
So
for what they do and their activities with a smile. 'Cause in the long run, they will look back on all the fun. They say that my daddy is a good man for all he's done. Fathers teach your children the right way, chastise them when they're wrong, and teach them to pray. Praise them when they're right, so that they might see that they're precious in God's sight. Fathers teach your children the right way, chastise them when they're wrong, and teach them to pray. Praise them when they're right, so that they might see that they're precious in God's sight. Parental involvement is so special to a child. For what they do and their activities with a smile. Because in the long run, they will look back on all the fun. They say that my daddy is a good man for all he's done. Chastise them when they're wrong, and teach them to pray. Praise them when they're right, so that they might see that they're precious in God's sight. Fathers teach your children the right way. Chastise them when they're wrong, and teach them to pray. Praise them when they're right, so that they might see that they're precious in God's sight. Father, love them, teach them. Fathers, mold them, scold them. Fathers, provide for, be there for. Fathers, show them their love.
And we want to thank you for listening this morning. That was Reggie and Ezekiel Summers, one of our former musical guests, Fathers Teach Your Children. I want to thank you all for being a part of Junior Giants this morning. And I want to reemphasize the necessity of teaching our children how to be safe in the schools, in their homes, and in public in general. We don't want them to be afraid, but we do want them to be aware. And I thank you for this time of sharing with them. And we pray God's choice blessings over our children, and that God will continue to cover them with his blood and keep them safe, and that they may learn how to do what they're supposed to do so that they can remain in safety. Thank you for listening on this morning. We'll be back with you in a couple of weeks and with a new topic. And we thank you for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. God bless you. Bye-bye.